Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ninin M. Hang Sing. All arrangements are in place for counting of votes today for the assembly elections in Assam, West Bengal, Kerala, Tamil Nadu and Union Territory of Puducherry. The counting will begin at 8 this morning. Counting of postal ballots will be taken up first and counting of electronic voting machines will start at 8:30 a.m. Early trends are expected to emerge by noon. Election Commission has put in place robust security arrangements for smooth counting in 4 states and 1 Union Territory. Counting of votes will be taken up for 126 assembly seats in Assam, 140 in Kerala, 234 in Tamil Nadu and 30 seats in Puducherry. In West Bengal, counting of votes will be taken up for 293 seats today. The repoll for the Falta Assembly will be held on 21st May and the counting will be held on 24th May. All arrangements have also been made for the counting of votes for the Koridang Assembly constituency by election in Nagaland's Mokokchung district scheduled for today. Counting will start at 8 a.m. in the Mokokchung Deputy Commissioner's office with 10 tables set up across 3 rounds. Multi-layer security deployment, CCTV surveillance and strict access control will be enforced at the counting venue. The electronic voting machines EVMs currently stored in strong rooms under round-the-clock security will be opened in the presence of candidates or their authorized agents on the counting day. Following Election Commission guidelines, officials stated that counting personnel have been adequately trained and all necessary protocols are in place to ensure accuracy and transparency. The bipoll necessitated by the demise of sitting BJP MLA Imkong L. Imchin recorded a voter turnout of 82.21% on April 9. 6 candidates are in the fray for the seat, including BJP nominee Dao Chier I. Imchin, who is also the consensus candidate of People's Democratic Alliance government led by Naga People's Front, Congress candidate T. Chalukumba Ao, NPP's I. Abinjang, and Independents Imchatoba Imchin, Imtiwabang, and Tushikaba. The results are expected to be declared by the afternoon. The government has released the guidance document on diabetes mellitus in children. The document was released at the recently concluded National Summit on Best Practices in Public Healthcare Service Delivery. The Ministry of Health and Family Welfare said that the guidance document establishes a structured and standardized national framework for the screening, diagnosis, treatment and long-term management of childhood diabetes for the first time. It added that the initiative positions India among a select group of countries that have integrated childhood diabetes care into the public health system. It is also expected to deliver significant public health benefits, including reduced mortality due to early detection, prevention of complications, and improved quality of life for affected children. Ministry of Electronics and IT yesterday refuted news reports and social media posts saying Aadhaar's look may change by the end of this year to just a photo and a QR code alone. In a clarification, the ministry said there is no plan for any such changes. It said such news reports and social media posts are creating unwanted confusion in the minds of the people. People have been advised to ignore such reports and social media posts and refer to official communication from UIDAI through its official social media handles and press releases issued through PR. The WhatsApp channel of Akashvani News has successfully reached a milestone of 1 lakh followers. The WhatsApp channel provides daily news updates, breaking news and alerts. And the India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange color warning for heavy rainfall along with thunderstorms and gusty winds over several parts of North India today. The Met Department also predicted heavy rainfall along with thunderstorms and gusty winds over Assam, Meghalaya, Bihar, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, West Bengal and Sikkim today. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.